Yo, what's up? My name's Papa Siedu. I'm an actor, and yeah, I've done for you guys a speech from Hamlet. The speech begins, "Now I'm alone," and yeah, it's really interesting because when you play Hamlet, all anyone ever really wants to talk to you about is to be or not to be, or that this too solid flesh would melt. And these are amazing speeches and very famous speeches, but this other speech for me was always the one that I initially found most difficult, but by the time I was doing it, I found most energizing, because it's so long and there are so many 180s, and there's so much doubt, but by the end he's got so much purpose. He finds his direction and he finds his purpose, and that's in a play where you're looking at a character that is very unsure about himself for most of it. So it's amazing to find a moment where he's really sure about what he wants to do. He's got a plan, and yeah, it energizes and galvanizes him. So yeah, this is my version of "Now I'm Alone." Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I? I hope you enjoy. Now I am alone. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I? Is it not monstrous that this player here, but in a fiction, in a dream of passion, could force his soul so to his own conceit that from her working, all his visage wanned? Tears in his eyes, distraction in his aspect, a broken voice. His whole function suiting reforms to his conceit, and all for nothing. For Hecuba. What's Hecuba to him, or he to Hecuba, that he should weep for her? What would he do had he the motive and the cue for passion that I have? Why, he would drown the stage with tears and cleave the general ear with horrid speech, make mad the guilty and appall the free, confound the ignorant and amaze indeed the very faculties of eyes and ears. Yet I, a dull and muddy-mettled rascal, pink like Jonah Dreams, I'm pregnant of my cause and can say nothing, no, not for a king, upon whose property and most dear life a damned defeat was made. Am I a coward? Who calls me villain? Breaks my pate across, plucks off my beard and blows it in my face, twinks me by the nose, gives me the lie, the throat as deep as to the lungs. Who does me this, huh? Swings, I should take it, for it cannot be, but I am pigeon-livered and lack gall to make oppression bitter. Or ere this, I should have fatted all the region kites with this slave's awful, bloody, bawdy villain, remorseless, treacherous, lecherous, kindless villain. Vengeance. Well, what an ass am I? This is most brave that I, the son of a dear father murdered, prompted to my revenge by heaven and hell, must, like a whore, unpack my heart with words and fall a cursing like a very drab scullion. Firebolt, foe. Bout my brains. I have heard that guilty creatures sitting at a play have, by the very cunning of the scene, been struck so to the soul that presently they have proclaimed their malefactions. For murder, though it hath no tongue, will speak with most miraculous organ. I'll have these players play something like the murder of my father before mine uncle. I'll observe his looks, I'll tempt him to the quick. If he but blench, I know my course. This spirit that I have seen may be the devil, and the devil hath power to assume a pleasing shape, yea, and perhaps out of my weakness and my melancholy, as he's very potent with such spirits, abuses me to damn me. And of grounds more relative than this, the play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king.